Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Del Shannon bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, which is north on I-45 north of Houston. About 20 miles?
25 miles.
25 miles. Yeah. Joe Cleary, folks, that's the lilting voice of Joe Cleary, president of Harvey Billers, second generation owner of the Harvey Billers. HarveyBillers.com, by the way, is the website, and one of the great businesses, one of the great success stories here in the Houston area, heck, in America. Joe, I love hearing the story about Mr. Harvey and his brother, too, right? When was his brother in the business?
No, his brother was not in the business.
Okay. He had a partner, though.
The president of the company was Charlie Brown.
Right, okay.
Charlie Brown, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, so that was his partner, the two of them, and then Mr. Harvey, and then you as an employee and a son, right? One of Mr. Harvey's sons?
My current partner today is David Harvey Jr.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's second generation, and you're an adopted son, right?
Adopted, yes. As a matter of fact, the Harvey family is being honored this on Friday night by Catholic Charities. Here,
oh,
so
wow.
The work in the community, yeah.
Oh, that's just what a great story.
And I'm honored to be able to be there.
Yeah. What a great story. Well, I'm, you know, and you guys deserve that because you guys do so much quality work around here. Besides the work that you do a lot for the community. So now you're a partner. Your business, the way you work, is so multifaceted. I mean, you got all kinds of potential problems. Number one, you're in a construction industry. That's tough enough.
Every day.
You're in the ground zero of the oil business. And that's having a tough time. And now you're second generation, which is hard enough, family business, and you're a partner of the son of the one of the founders. I mean, that's a lot of issues that can come up. How do you guys deal with all that?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, we don't think about it like that. I mean, we're business partners. We're also friends.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that David thinks with both sides of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think with one side of my brain. And so we're very complimentary, very complimentary. he's extremely creative. He's got a great
right.
business mind.
You're the left brain.
Whichever side is the doer side.
Yeah.
You know, the facts.
That's the left side.
The algebra.
That's the left side. That's,
okay.
That's the engineer side.
that's the engineer side.
Well, and so it's good. You need each other. You complement each other. But what's the key? What's the special sauce that holds this company together for so folks out here can listen?
I think the true secret, and it's not really a secret, is the pursuit of excellence. If you're not pursuing excellence every day with your people, with your clients, with your projects, then in my opinion you're failing, and you're going to be mediocre. And if you settle for mediocrity, then it's only going to get worse.
How do you? That's so well said, Joe. But how do you get beyond? I know how you are. I don't know your partner very well. I've met him, but I don't know him very well. But I know that you guys couldn't be where you are doing what you're doing if you didn't have some pretty high standards. How do you get perfection out of your way? Because that's the key, isn't it? To get over perfection and go for excellence.
The best way to do that is to train our people. And we have a training program that's actually 3 years long for all of our new recruits. They train. We did overtrain them a little bit in the
really?
Past.
Really? What would that be like?
Well, we just
wore that's a high-class problem.
We wore them out with meetings.
Yeah.
Right? And so what we've learned is you need to train and train well and sometimes we have outside consultants come in to do that, but most of the time it's in-house. I do the training. David does the training. Our other many of our vice presidents mm-hmm. and senior project managers and superintendents train, and then we allow them to go execute.
Mm-hmm.
And so each time that they learn something new, and they begin to master that, we give them more leash.
You give them, let them take it to market.
A little bit more. And so with our other offices now, what we do is you know, we train, we have the same training program, but we find, you know, that some folks move a little faster through the program than
mm-hmm.
others.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have opportunities in our other offices, they're able to go there and execute even at a higher standard.
I like what you're saying. Folks, training. Did you hear him say that? See, this is, Joe, as you probably know, you've seen this in other companies, this is one of the areas that small businesses are weak on, training.
Yes.
And you guys, of course, you've got critical mass. You've got a certain size. But it doesn't matter if you got one employee or 100 employees. Training is still critical, isn't it?
Training is very critical. But the smaller businesses, the entrepreneur, the business owner, is taking care of that business every day. He's taking care of his clients every
right.
day. He or she are taking care of the clients. And so training takes a back seat. But when you want to go to that next level,
right.
you have to train. You think about it as mm-hmm. if you're on the battlefield. And
that's exactly right.
In the construction business, we're on the battlefield every single day
yep.
on every project.
And that's how an army wins is training, because when you get into battle, you can't just react and respond. You've got to default to your training.
And there's one of the things we train the first batch of training is about planning and scheduling.
Yeah.
And planning and scheduling, if you set a project up for success, you're going to win.
Regardless of whether it's construction or any other business.
Any
right?
other business, yes.
HarveyBuilders.com?
HarveyBuilders.com.
Joe, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a great partner to Insperity and helping to get this tournament off the ground and be a success for 14 years.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Joe
Thank
Cleary,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great American, CEO. And we'll get Joe back again another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.